The Tema District Council of Labour has appealed to government to devise a mechanism to widen the tax net to rope in many business people in the informal sector who evade tax. This the council hopes will relieve workers in the formal sector who have over the years carried the tax burden along. The council's appeal was contained in a petition signed jointly by Wilson Agana and Ebenezer Taylor, the chairman and secretary of the group. We bring you a Newsdesk report.
The petition suggested that, as was done with adjustments in fuel prices by the National Petroleum Authority and prices of utilities by the PURC, the necessary arrangement should be put in place for the tax threshold and tax bands on incomes and salaries to be reviewed annually by the National Tripartite Committee. On the Tema Oil Refinery, the Council appreciated the interest of the Presidency in the recapitalization of the refinery and pleaded with him to expedite action on the release of funds to ensure the regular supply of crude oil to TOR. Regarding the Tema General Hospital, the TDCL urged government to order the immediate transfer of its medical director because the Council alleged that the director's poor human relations coupled with her demotivational behavior has resulted in the closing down of the maternity ward. Concerning the Tema shipyard and dry dock, the council commended government for its intervention and total takeover of the company, but bemoaned the slow pace at which the transition was going for an eventual takeover. The council also expressed shock and dismay at the disregard some foreign investors have for the 1992 Constitution and the National Labor Act by trampling on the fundamental human rights of their employees, thus denying them the right to unionize, and they do this by threatening the workers with dismissals, among other acts of unfair labor practices. The TDCL asked government to look into these issues and apply the appropriate sanctions to companies who are found culpable. The council lauded the Tema Metropolitan Chief Executive and the Assembly for trying to improve the road network, but hoped contractors in the metropolis would expedite action on work to facilitate the swift movement of goods and services.
That was a Newsdesk report.